Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the practice of Raful Yadain during the prayer. Now, Raful Yadain means the raising of the hands at the time of takbir, raising of the hands at the time of saying Allahu Akbar during the namaz, during the prayer. Now, it needs to be understood that as far as the prayer is concerned, there are two distinct ways in which its practices have been transmitted to us. And vis-a-vis this nature of transmission, we can easily know how which practice is essential part of the prayer and which practice is not an essential part of the prayer. Now, as far as the Raful Yadain at the time of the beginning of the prayer is concerned, it has been transmitted by tawatur from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after him, by his companions, and after them by the Ummah. And this Raful Yadain is the obligatory part of the prayer. So it is essential that we do it. It is essential that when we start the prayer, we say Allahu Akbar and raise our hands. Now, as far as saying Allahu Akbar, raising our hands at the time of saying Allahu Akbar is concerned, they have not been transmitted to us by the tawatur of the Ummah. After the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have been transmitted to us through akhbar ahad or various ahadith, which itself shows that it was the Prophet's occasional practice. At times he would do it, at times he would not. For example, at times he would do Raful Yadain while going into the raku and while rising from the raku. Similarly, while going to the prostration and from rising from the prostration, he would do Raful Yadain at times. And similarly, at the times of rising from the third rakat, also it is reported that he would do raku. He would do Raful Yadain, he would raise his hands. But on all these occasions, Raful Yadain, or raising of hands at the time of takbir, is optional. It is not obligatory. And therefore, as I said, it is because of this reason that it has been transmitted to us, not through tawatur. It has not been transmitted to us through the perpetuation of the Ummah, these Raful Yadain. They have been transmitted to us through akhbari ahad, or ahadith of the Prophet, in which this occasional amal, this occasional practice of the Prophet Muhammad has thus been reported. As far as the essential part, essential Raful Yadain is concerned, it is only that which is done at the time of the beginning of the prayer, and it is only that Raful Yadain which has been transmitted as a result to the tawatur or perpetual adherence of the Ummah. And it's because of this perpetual adherence that we find it to be the essential part of the prayer. As I said, as far as the other Raful Yadain are concerned, they are not obligatory. They are optional, and precisely this optional nature is known to us because they have not been transmitted to us through the perpetual adherence of the Ummah to it, but by the practice of a few individuals through isolated reports, which are called akhbari ahad, which themselves show that it was an occasional practice of the Prophet. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات